The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter Number 2, Text Number 18, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Hatikari, recorded on April 25th, 2007, in Tartu, Estonia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter Number 2, Divinity and Divine Service.
Jumalikus ja jumalik teenimine.
Text number 18.
18. Text.
Nashta paishva badreshu.
Nashta paishva badreshu.
Nityam bhagavata sevaya.
Nityam bhagavata sevaya.
Bhagavat yuttama shloke.
Bhagavat yuttama shloke.
Bhaktir bhavati naishtaki.
Bhaktir bhavati naishtaki.
Nashta praishva badreshu.
Nashta praishva badreshu.
Nityam bhagavata sevaya.
Nityam bhagavata sevaya.
Bhagavad yuttama shloke.
Bhagavad yuttama shloke.
Bhaktir bhavati naishtaki.
Bhaktir bhavati naishtaki.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service under the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Purport. Here is the remedy for eliminating all inauspicious things within the heart, which are considered to be obstacles in the path of self-realization. The remedy is the association of the Bhagavatas. There are two types of Bhagavatas, namely the book Bhagavata and the devotee Bhagavata. Both the Bhagavatas are complete, competent remedies, and both of them, or either of them, can be good enough to eliminate the obstacles. A devotee Bhagavat is as good as the book Bhagavat, because the devotee Bhagavat leads his life in terms of the book Bhagavat, and the book Bhagavat is full of information about the personality of Godhead and his pure devotees, who are also Bhagavatas. Bhagavat book and person are identical. The devotee Bhagavat is a direct representative of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. So, by pleasing the devotee Bhagavata, one can receive the benefit of the book Bhagavata. Human life, rather, human reason, fails to understand how by serving the devotee Bhagavat or the book Bhagavat, one gets gradual promotion on the path of devotion. But actually, these are facts explained by Srila Narada Dev, who happened to be a maidservant's son in his previous life. The maidservant was engaged in the menial service of the sages, and thus he also came into contact with them. And simply by associating with them and accepting the remnants of foodstuff left by the sages, the son of the maidservant got the chance to become the great devotee and personality, Srila Narada Deva. These are the miraculous effects of the association of Bhagavatas. And to understand these effects practically, it should be noted that by such sincere association of the Bhagavatas, one is sure to receive transcendental knowledge very easily, with the result that he becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. The more progress is made in devotional service under the guidance of the Bhagavatas, the more one becomes fixed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The messages of the book Bhagavat, therefore, have to be received from the devotee Bhagavat, And the combination of these two Bhagavatas will help the neophyte devotee to make progress on and on. Om Jnanati Parandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Shakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, this is a most important verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This verse is explaining how one can attain bhakti. One may ask, what is this thing called bhakti? Why would I be interested in it? I'm interested in money.
Mina olen huvitatud rahast.
But who cares about anything besides money?
Aga kes siis huvitub milleski peale raha?
But what will your money buy you?
Aga mida see raha teile osta võib?
Can it buy you freedom from disease?
Kas see võib teile osta vabaduse haigusest?
Can it buy you freedom from old age?
Kas see võib teile osta vabaduse vanadusest?
Can it buy you protection from death?
Kas see võib teile osta kaitse surma vastu?
It cannot do that.
See ei saa seda teha.
Therefore, money is not very important thing.
Seetõttu raha ei ole üldse oluline asi.
We may utilize it.
Me võime seda kasutada.
But it is not as valuable as people think it to be.
Aga see ei ole nii väärtuslik, kui inimesed kipuvad arvama.
That which is actually valuable.
See, mis on tegelikult väärtuslik.
Is that which frees one from birth, death, old age and disease.
On see, mis tegelikult vabastab inimese sünnist, surmast, vanadusest ja haigusest.
In Sanskrit language, these are known as janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. Birth, death, old age and disease.
Ja sanskriti keeles tuntakse siis sündi, surma, vanadust ja haigusi just selliselt.
So, these are the main problems of our life.
Ja need on meie elu peamised probleemid.
If we can solve these problems,
kui me suudame lahendada need probleemid,
birth, death, old age and disease,
sünni, surma, vanaduse ja haigused,
then all other problems will become non-existent.
Siis kõik teised probleemid saavad mitte eksisteerima.
Simply these four problems, if we focus on solving these problems,
nii kui me peame keskenduma just nende probleemide lahendamisele,
then our life will become free of anxiety.
Ja sellisel juhul meie elu saab olema ärevusest vaba.
So, as I am explaining,
just nii, nagu ma selgitan,
money cannot solve these problems.
Raha ei lahenda neid probleeme.
But there is one thing which can solve these problems.
Aga on üks asi, mis võib lahendada need probleemid.
That is bhakti.
Ja see on bhakti.
So, this verse is explaining what is the secret of how one can develop bhakti.
Ja siin värsis selgitatakse, et mis on see saladus, et saavutada bhakti.
The principle is that you have to regularly hear the Srimad Bhagavatam class.
Ja praktika seisneb selles, et regulaarselt peab kuulama Srimad Bhagavatami loengut.
This means if there is no class being held,
see tähendab seda, et kui ei toimu parasjagu loengut,
then you should every day read from the Bhagavatam.
Siis te peaksite iga päev lugema Bhagavatamist.
And if you're too busy to read the Bhagavatam,
ja kui te olete, kui te on liiga palju teha, et ei jõua lugeda Bhagavatami,
then you should hear the Bhagavatam.
Siis peaksite kuulama Bhagavatami.
While you're cooking the breakfast, you can hear a lecture.
Et kui te hommikul teete hommikusööki, siis te võite kuulata loengut.
While you're walking to school and with an MP3 player, you can hear a lecture.
Kui te kõnnite kooli, siis MP3 mängijaga võite te kuulata loengut.
Every day you must hear Srimad Bhagavatam.
Iga päev te peate kuulama Srimad Bhagavatam.
Or read the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Või lugema Srimad Bhagavatam.
Because this is the way that you will cleanse the heart of all the dirt.
Sest see on see tee, läbi mille te puhastate oma südame kogu saastast.
It's interesting to note in this verse.
Ja on väga huvitav asi selles versis.
It says all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed.
see on öeldud niimoodi, et kõik see, mis on kannatuse rohke südamele, on peaaegu täielikult hävitatud.
That means it's not totally destroyed, but it's almost completely destroyed.
Tähendab seda, et see ei ole täielikult hävitatud, vaid peaaegu täielikult hävitatud.
So what is being spoken about here?
Aga mille siin siis räägitakse?
This is the mode of goodness.
See on vooruse, see on voorus.
Sattvaguna.
Sattvaguna.
From the platform of Sattvaguna, where all that is troublesome is almost completely destroyed.
Nii et siis selle Sattvaguna tasandil, selle tasandil, kus siis kõik kannatuse rohke on peaaegu hävitatud.
One, if one will continue to hear the Bhagavatam class and serve the person Bhagavatam.
Ja kui selle tasemelt alates, siis jätkatakse Bhagavata teenimist ja Bhagavatami kuulamist.
The last remaining traces of the modes of nature.
Siis viimased materiaalse looduse mõjud
will be cleansed from your heart.
Puhastatakse teie südamest.
And then one will develop pure bhakti.
Ja siis inimene arendab puhast bhakti.
So, it will become so solidly situated.
Et saate olema nii kindlalt paigas.
That it will become an irrevocable fact.
Et see saab olema täiesti vankumatu fakt.
That means it can never be taken away.
See tähendab seda, et seda ei saa mitte kunagi ära võtta.
So, this is the reason that one should be very attentive.
Ja see on see põhjus, miks peab olema väga tähelepanelik.
And not sleep in the Bhagavatam class.
Ja mitte magama Bhagavatami klassis.
Wake up.
Ärk ülesse.
Because by hearing this Bhagavatam,
sest kuulate seda Bhagavatami,
one will achieve bhakti, which can never be taken away.
Saavutab inimene bhakti, mida sa mitte kunagi ära võtta.
It becomes so solid that nothing can ever destroy it.
Ja see saab olema nii kindel, et mitte miski ei saa seda hävitada.
So what is the discussion here about two Bhagavatas?
Ja mis on siis arutlus selles kahes Bhagavatas siin?
There is the book Bhagavatam.
On raamat Bhagavatam.
And there is the person Bhagavatam.
Ja on isik Bhagavatam.
The Sanskrit is Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Ja sanskrit keeles kõlab see niimoodi.
You should always serve the Bhagavatam.
Mis tähendab seda, et te peate alati teenima Bhagavatami.
So there's two ways of serving the Bhagavatam.
On kaks viisi teenida Bhagavatami.
One is with your ears.
Üks on oma kõrvadega.
You serve the Bhagavatam by hearing the Bhagavatam.
Teenite Bhagavatami, kuulates Bhagavatami.
And the other is the person Bhagavatam.
Ja teine on siis isik Bhagavatam.
How do you serve him?
A kuidas te teda teenite?
By complete surrender at his lotus feet.
Läbi täieliku alistumise tema lootuse jalgade ees.
By giving our life to serve that person Bhagavatam.
Andes kogu oma elu, et teenida seda isikut Bhagavatam.
So how do we recognize the person Bhagavatam?
Aga kuidas me seda isik Bhagavatami ära tunneme?
So that we can surrender at his lotus feet.
Selleks, et alistada tema lootusjalgade juures.
The person Bhagavatam is that person whose every thought, word and deed is pure Bhagavatam.
Isik Bhagavatam on see, kelle iga mõte, sõna ja tegu on puhas Bhagavatam.
The person Bhagavatam is that person who enlightens us in the wisdom of the Bhagavatam.
Ja isik Bhagavatam on see, kes valgustab meile Bhagavatami tarkuses.
That is the person Bhagavatam.
See on isik Bhagavatam.
So just as a train runs on a track, there's two rails on the track.
Just nii nagu rong sõidab teel, meil on nagu kaks rööbast.
The track of bhakti has two rails.
On ka bhakti teel kaks rööbast.
The book Bhagavatam,
Ramat Bhagavatam,
and the person Bhagavatam.
Isik Bhagavatam.
If you say, well, I will just hear the Bhagavatam, but I won't serve the person Bhagavatam.
Võib mõelda, et ma kuulan Bhagavatami, aga ma ei teeni isik Bhagavatami.
That will not be successful.
Aga see ei saa olema edukas.
You remain a Kanishta Adhikari.
Sellise juhu teate lihtsalt Kanishta Adhikariks.
Or if you say, I will just serve the person Bhagavatam, but I don't care about the book Bhagavatam. Would that be okay? Well, it won't be, because then you'll be misguided by a bogus guru. In the age of Kali, 99.99% of the gurus are bogus.
Kaliyuga ajastul 99.99% gurudest on valed.
99.99% are bogus.
99.99% gurudest on valed.
Because they do not present the Bhagavatam as it is.
Sest nad ei esita Bhagavatami nii, nagu see on.
They say all kinds of bogus things.
Nad ütlevad igasuguseid valesid asju.
Just like when I was visiting Bombay many years ago.
Just nii, nagu mitmed aastat tagasi ma külasasin Bombaid.
Giriraj Swami, he took me to show where one of these bogus Bhagavatam reciters did his recitals of the Bhagavatam.
Viisis Giriraj Maharaj mind vaatama seda kohta, kus siis üks selline vale Bhagavatami retsiteerija esitles ennast.
There was a big huge tent.
Oli suur telk.
And there was a big huge Vyasasan.
Oli suur Vyasasana.
It was as high as the ceiling.
See nii kõrge kui see lagi.
And the Guru Maharaj, he had a ladder in the back. He had to climb the ladder to get up on the Vyasasana. And there, on the side, there was two stages for all the Brahmins to sit. So the Brahmins, they would, one Brahmin would, in the evening time, the way it would work was this. There would be one Brahman who would be, he would be reciting first canto.
On üks Brahman, kes reciteerib esimest laulu.
Another Brahman, second canto.
Teine Brahman, teist laulu.
All the other cantos, he had Brahmans sitting there mumbling him in the background.
Et kõik teised laulud, siis nagu need Brahmanid seal nagu taustaks neid. Nagu
just like a beehive.
Just nii nagu mesilase pesa.
But that was just a subtle thing in the background.
Aga see oli nagu see peen asi seal taustal.
And then the Guru Maharaj is up there on the high platform. He's talking about very, very loud. All you can hear is him, really. He's talking about Krishna kissing the gopis.
Ja üleval on siis Guru Maharaj, kes siis räägib hästi kõvas, ainult elan kuulda. Räägib sellest, kuidas Krishna suudleb gopisid.
You see, the bogus spiritual master.
Näete siis, et vale vaidne õpetaja.
He simply wants to jump to the pastimes of Krishna hugging the gopi girls.
Ta tahab kohe hüpata siis nende Krishna mängude juurde, kus siis Krishna kallistab koopisid.
He does not teach the students systematically, first canto, second canto, third canto, like that.
Ta ei õpeta siis õppilase süstemaatiliselt, et esimene laul, teine laul ja nii edasi.
So that spiritual mass, so therefore the proper study of the Bhagavatam is very important.
Ja see tõttu Bhagavatami korralik õppima tundmine on väga oluline.
The bona fide Bhagavata, the bona fide guru, he will teach us according to the system of Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadev.
Ja õige guru õpeta meid vastavalt Maharaj Parikshitile Shukadeva Goswamile.
Not that all the 11 cantos are being stated, you know, mumbled in the background.
Mitte seda, et kõik ülenud 11 laulu saavad olema nagu taustaks ümisetud.
While the so-called guru talks about Krishna kissing the gopis.
Ja siis mingisugune nii nimetatud guru räägib sellest, kuidas Krishna suudab gopisid.
So in this way we have to have there has to be the proper, the book Bhagavatam has to be properly there.
Ja seega Raamat Bhagavatam peab olema kindlalt kohal.
That person who properly gives us book Bhagavatam, he is the person Bhagavatam.
Ja siis see isik, kes meil annab korralikult seda Raamat Bhagavatami, see on siis see isik Bhagavatam.
In this way, by having both of them properly,
ja seega omades neid mõlemad õigel viisil,
then we will be solidly situated on the pathway back to home, back to God.
Oleme kindlal teel tagasi koju, tagasi Jumala juurde.
We see sometimes the students in the Bhagavatam class, they have a tendency to fall asleep.
Me näeme, et väga paljudel juhtudel on õpilastel kalduvus Bhagavatami tundides jääda magama.
They may wonder, well, how will I ever get over this sleepyhead mentality?
Võib mõelda, et kuidas siis saab sellisest unisest mentaliteedist vabaneda?
Tamaguni.
Et see on tamaguni.
Yes, how will I get over this tamaguni mentality?
Kuidas ma siis tamaguni mentaliteedist vabanen?
Tamaguni. The way to get over the tamaguni mentality is this.
Et saada vabaks tamaguni mentaliteedist on järgmine, vaja teha järgmist.
If every day you will hear or read Bhagavatam.
Kui iga päev te kuulate või loete Bhagavatami.
Then you will develop a taste.
Siis te arendate välja maitse.
And when that taste is there, then you will get excited.
Kui see maitse on seal, siit sa saad olema väga põnemuses.
Just like you may be very sleepy.
Te võite olla väga unine.
But if I give you a big plate of Krishna Prasadam.
Aga ma annan teile suure kandiku Krishna Prasadamiga.
Gulab Jamun.
Gulab Jamunid.
Sweet rice.
Magus riis.
Pakora.
Pakora.
Chutney.
Chutney.
In this way, you see.
Seda viisi.
Would you fall asleep?
Kas te jääksite magama?
Actually, I knew when I saw there was one little Guru Kula boy, he used to fall asleep during Prasadam. But he must have been very detached from eating. But for most of us, when there's a nice big Sunday love feast or the most wonderful Prasadam, nobody will be sleepy.
Programmi prasaadam, siis mitte keegi meist ei uniseks.
We become fully awakened and enlivened.
Me oleme täiesti elavnenud.
So, in the same way, if you develop a taste for the Bhagavatam,
samamoodi, kui arendate välja maitse Bhagavatami vastu,
as soon as the Bhagavatam is being spoken by the person Bhagavatam,
siis koheselt, kui siis Bhagavatami räägitakse isik Bhagavatami poolt,
then it's just like having a big Sunday feast plate in front of me.
On see sama nagu meil oleks suur pühaprogrammi prasaadami kandik meie ees.
Wow, now I get to taste the nectar.
Wow, et nüüd ma saan seda nektarit maitsta.
So, the Sunday love feast we take into the mouth.
Seega siis seda pühaprogrammi võtame me endale nagu suhu.
But we only have one mouth.
Aga meil on üks suhu.
So we're limited on how much, we're some limit on how much we can eat.
Ja me oleme siis oma söömises piiratud mingil määral.
But hearing the Bhagavatam is actually better.
Aga Bhagavatami kuulamine on tegelikult parem.
Because we have two ears.
Meil on kaks kõrva.
That means we can eat twice as fast.
No, seda me võime süüa kaks korda kiiremini.
Because we have two ears and only one mouth.
Meil on kaks kõrva, aga ainult üks suu.
So, therefore, one should learn how to taste the sweet nectar of Bhagavatam.
Seega peab õppima, kuidas maitsa seda magusat Bhagavatami nektarit.
And as soon as you get that taste for the Bhagavatam,
ja nii pea, kui te saate selle maitse Bhagavatami vastu,
you will never go like this in the Bhagavatam class.
Te kunagi ei jää selliselt Bhagavatami loengus.
So I can ask if there's any questions.
Ma võin küsida, et kas teil on küsimusi?
Yeah, I have a question.
All right, Maharaj.
You said Bhagavata. Bhagavata, but if a Bhagavata is there, the book Bhagavatam has to be there, but if the Bhagavata is there, what is the use for the book? But you gave the example of some bogus when they are not Bhagavatas.
My point is this. Yes, that's right. No, the point is the real Bhagavata, he speaks the book Bhagavatam.
Yeah, so we don't need the book Bhagavatam, that when the real Bhagavata is speaking the Bhagavatam.
So you're saying that we don't need the book Bhagavatam. But the real, the person Bhagavatam is giving us through his mouth the book Bhagavatam.
Yeah,
you understand?
But I'm saying like we don't need like book Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam, that we have to be reading this. When like Sukadeva Goswami spoke the Bhagavatam, there was no book Bhagavatam.
Mataji, let me straighten you out on this point.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Et Mahadas räägib seda, et milleks tegelikult on vaja ikkagi see raamat Bhagavatat, kui meil on olemas isik Bhagavata, kes ju räägib meile seda Bhagavatat. Ja seega selle peale siis Guru ütleb, et ta räägib seda asja selgeks.
Srila Prabhupada actually explains, the spiritual master is not the center.
Srila Prabhupada selgitab, et vaimne õpetaja ei ole keskpunkt.
The scripture is the center.
Pühakirjad on keskpunkt.
So if someone is, if you think someone is person Bhagavatam, but they don't give the they don't give you the Bhagavatam wisdom,
they are
bogus. They are not person Bhagavatam. The only person who is actually the qualification for being a person Bhagavatam is to give the book Bhagavatam to the students.
Ja kvalifikatsioon, et olla isik Bhagavatam, on see, et anda edasi õpilastele raamat Bhagavatami.
So the book Bhagavatam must the book Bhagavatam must describe the person Bhagavatam.
Ja seega raamat Bhagavatam peab kirjeldama isik Bhagavatami.
And the person Bhagavatam must present the book Bhagavatam.
Ja isik Bhagavatam peab siis edasi andma raamat Bhagavatam.
They are mutually dependent.
Nad on üksteisest sõltuvad.
You cannot separate them.
Ei saa lahutada.
So, do you understand?
Kas sa saad aru?
I understand what you're saying.
Okay, so what's the difficulty?
When Shukadeva Goswami spoke Bhagavatam, did he have the book?
All right.
Küsimus on see, et aga kui Shukadeva Goswami rääkis Bhagavatam, siis kas tuli raamat?
Mataji is confusing.
Mataji on segadus.
The point here. She's getting hung up on the idea of book Bhagavatam.
Ta on selle raamatu Bhagavata idees kinni.
Bhagavata is speaking the Bhagavatam. Does not have to be have the Bhagavatam, but the bogus Bhagavatam. There, when they are speaking the Bhagavatam, then we, in that case, we need to know the book. But the Bhagavata speaks the Bhagavatam. There is nothing for book.
Et kui valed.
Is this a question or what?
It's just for my understanding, I need to understand.
What do you not understand?
Just like if Srila Prabhupada is speaking the Bhagavatam, he is speaking from the book Bhagavatam, does a person have to be, like a student has to confirm that what Prabhupada is saying is the truth? He has to read the Bhagavatam and say that, okay.
No, when the person Bhagavatam is speaking the Bhagavatam, you're getting both of them at the same time.
But I'm just saying that does the student need, when the person of Bhagavatam is speaking, Bhagavatam, then do we need the book to understand?
So this mobile phone interruption, it sometimes happens in our ISKCON centers.
Igatahes selline see mobiili helina segadus, see vahest tekib meie ISKCONi keskustes.
So can you imagine if Krishna is speaking the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna.
Kujutage ette, et Krishna räägib Bhagavad Gita Arjunale.
And Arjuna gets a call on his mobile phone. He says, "Excuse me, Lord, but I have a call from Yudhishthir."
Aga siis Arjuna ütleb, et anna andeks Jumal, aga mul on kõne Yudhishthiralt.
Therefore, devotees should turn off their mobile phones when they come into the class, into the programs of the temple.
Seega peavad pühendud lülitama välja oma telefonid, kui nad tulevad loengutele või programmidele.
Or if there's some urgent need, they should put it on vibrate mode.
Ja kui on mingisugune hädavajalik kord, siis pange see lihtsalt vibreerimise peale.
The point I was making, Mataji, about this is that if one doesn't have some preliminary knowledge of the Bhagavad philosophy, then they can be misled by a bogus guru.
Et kui pole nagu seda.
But there was a point you made in that do we have to have both?
You do? Yes, you do. Absolutely must.
Let me finish it, please. But if you said that if you have a book, do you need a person Bhagavatam?
Kui teil on raamat, kas siis on vaja isik Bhagavatam?
So that is true. When we have a book, we do need a person Bhagavatam.
Kui meil on raamat, siis meil on vaja isik Bhagavatam.
When you have book Bhagavatam, then we need a person Bhagavatam.
Kui meil on raamat, siis meil on vaja isikud.
That is true, because then we can understand properly.
Siis saame õieti aru.
But if we have a person Bhagavatam.
Aga meil on isik Bhagavatam.
Then if many devotees, like many Srila Prabhupada, when Srila Prabhupada came, then the students, they did not have, all the devotees did not have the Bhagavatam.
Siis ju ei olnud Bhagavatam.
But they can hear from book, person Bhagavatam.
No, I was trying to clarify this for you a few minutes ago, but you didn't let me do this.
Okay.
The Sanskrit doesn't literally say book Bhagavatam.
Sanskrit ei ütle otseselt või nagu sõna-sõnalt.
Do you know why?
Teate miks?
Because in those days there were no books. If the Bhagavatam was simply in vibrational form, sound vibration. So in the strictest sense, there is the Bhagavatam in the body of the spiritual master.
On Bhagavatam vaimse õpetaja kehas.
And there's the Bhagavad which is vibrated in the ether.
On see Bhagavatam, mis vibreerib eetris.
So when you're hearing from the spiritual master, you're getting both.
Et kui te kuulate vaimse õpetaja, saate mõlemat.
Even if you don't have a book sitting in your lap,
isegi kui teil ei ole raamatut süles,
you're still getting the book Bhagavatam in the form of sound vibration.
Saate ikkagi raamat Bhagavatam heli vibratsiooni näol.
And if you're not getting book Bhagavatam from the present Bhagavatam, he's you're in the contact with a charlatan. So therefore, there must both things must be there. If there's a book which claims to be Bhagavatam, but it is not presenting the Bhagavatas, then it is not actually the genuine book Bhagavatam. My point is, one Bhagavatam must have the other Bhagavatam. They must be together, they cannot be separated. Is it clear? Okay, any other questions? This is your last chance for quite a few months to get something clarified.
Janek is asking that about Sai Baba, that he's asking that why is he like that and why does he do how he does?
Yes, we can speak something about Sai Bogus. Sai Bogus is actually a yogi.
Sai Vale on tegelikult joogi.
Anyone who follows the mystic yoga system can develop yogic powers.
Igaüks, kes järgib seda müstilist joogasüsteemi, võib arendada müstilisi võimeid.
In fact, you could also do.
Sina võid ka seda tegelikult teha.
You could go to India and you could find the proper yogi who could teach you all mystic powers.
Sa võid minna Indiasse ja leida vastava joogi, kes õpetab igasugused müstilised võimeid.
You could also make ashes come out of your photograph.
Sa võid teha ka niimoodi, et siis tuhkad tuleb sinu fotost välja.
But what is the value of ashes coming out of a photograph? I can light a match and get some ashes. You see? So, therefore, we should not be misled by Sai Bogus. He is materially motivated. He is after name, fame, profit, adoration, and distinction.
Ja ta on siis tema ihaleb tunnustuse, kuulsuse, nime ja muude sellised asjad järele.
I have seen a video.
Ma olen näinud videot.
Presented by his number one, the person who runs his organization, the leader of his spiritual organization.
Ja ma olen tema vaimse organisatsiooni nagu juhi ühte videot näinud.
This man directly stated that Sai Baba is God.
Ja see mees ütles otseselt, et Sai Baba on Jumal.
So Sai Baba is propagating that he is God.
Sai Baba propageerib, et ta on Jumal.
Therefore we kick in the face with boot.
Seega me lööme tal jalaga näkku.
Such bogus incarnations of God.
Sellistele valedele Jumal incarnations.
They are misguiding the people.
Kes juhivad inimesi valesti.
They are cheating people. They are the greatest enemies of the human society.
Inimühiskonna suurimad vaenlased.
Just because they have some yogic siddhis doesn't mean that they are advanced in Krishna consciousness.
Kuna neil on lihtsalt mõned yogi siddhid või täiuslikkuse, see ei tähenda seda, et nad on edasi jõudnud Krishna teadvuses.
Or that they are God.
Või see ei tähenda seda, et nad on jumalad.
So what do you think? Do you think Sai Baba is bona fide?
Kas sa arvad, et Sai Baba on bona fide? Ei nagu õige.
Yeah. Anyone who presents that they are God, they are dog.
Igaüks, kes ütleb, et ta on Jumal, on tegelikult koer.
G-O-D, instead of G-O-D, they are D-O-G.
Et tegelikult just, et noh, et nagu vastupidi inglise keeles sõna mäng, et God ja siis vastupidi on dog ja dog on koer.
Yeah.
Et Jumal asemel on koer.
Koer.
Yeah, we do not accept such bogus incarnations of
God.
In fact, someone just wrote me a letter. They said, why are you spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world? Why are you wasting people's time by telling the chant Hare Krishna?
Miks sa raiskad inimeste aega öeldes neile korrata Hare Krishnat?
Kalki avatar has appeared in India.
Et Kalki avatar on ilmunud Indias.
He told me. So it's coming on thought for the day. I think it's on today's thought for the day. What I have written back to this man. So, you know, anyone who's claiming to be God, it's not the right time. The last incarnation was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago. The next scheduled incarnation is Kalki Avatar 427,000 years from now. He will come on a big white horse swinging a sword and killing all the demons. He will annihilate every single demon on the face of this planet. So if Kalki Avatar has actually appeared in India, then where is the white horse? Where is the sword? And why are all the demons are being allowed to continue killing the cows and the babies in the womb? So it is not possible that this could be Kalki Avatar. All the demons would be annihilated on the face of this planet if Kalki Avatar was here. So I think there's one demon for sure, that's the bogus incarnation of Kalki. So this Sai Baba, he's also a demon actually. These people are the worst demons. They are hurting people like anything. Any other questions? Yes.
What pleases you the most?
What pleases me the most is when you, if you will develop pure love for Krishna.
Küsimus on see, et mis rahuldab teid kõige rohkem ja vastus on see, et kui te arendate välja puhta armastuse Krishna vastu.
I want that all of my students and all of my disciples shall cultivate pure devotional service.
Ma tahan, et kõik minu õpilased arendavad välja puhta pühendunud teenimise.
And try to spread pure devotional service to the entire world.
Ja püüavad levitada seda puhas pühendunud teenimist.
Those two things give me the most pleasure. Become a pure devotee,
et saada puhtiks pühendunuks,
and spread the cult of pure devotion to as many people as possible during your lifetime.
Ja levitada oma elu jooksul nii paljudele inimestele kui võimalik siis seda pühendunud teenimist.
Your life has those two purposes.
Ja te elul on need kaks eesmärki.
Cultivate pure bhakti within.
Et siis arendada puhas bhakti see enda sees.
And pure bhakti without.
Ja puhas bhakti ka endast väljaspool.
Everywhere pure bhakti.
Igal pool puhas bhakti.
Pure bhakti in your heart.
Puhas bhakti sinu südames.
And train others how to also develop pure bhakti in their hearts.
Ja et ka treenida teisi oma või arendama puhas bhakti nende südames.
Ja kui nende teikin sillä
vastav Srila Prabhupada õpetustele, ütleb Mataji.
According to the teachings of Srila Prabhupada.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's obvious. Because no one else is giving the formula for pure bhakti except for Prabhupada.
Siis peale Prabhupada enam mitte keegi valemik puhta bhakti jaoks.
Any other questions? Yeah. Uksed
käivad nagu Jehova tunnistaja. Ja siis ma nagu räägin neile Krishnast mingil määral, mitte nii, et ma otseselt ütlen, et nii Krishna ja kõik. Aga ma tahaks teada, et palju sellest piiblist on nagu ära lõigatud, et mis seal puudu on. Mina olen aru saanud, et see on nagu puudu nagu, no, nagu hingeline õpetus. Nagu. Et seal muud asjad on nagu, aga just see nagu, kuidas see nagu hinge nagu tuli. Kas see on õige? Mis moodi?
Mis on puudu?
Mis on puudu, jah? Kõik. Mis osa on? Või mis ümber
vahetab? Okay. Janekis asking that oftentimes I get Jehovah's Witnesses at my door and I oftentimes tell them about Krishna but not directly, and in that case I would like to know that if we take the Bible what is actually missing from the Bible, and I have heard that there are many things taken out from that during the time. What is being taken out? What's going on?
Well, vegetarian was very the necessity of the clear statement of giving up animal killing, that was removed.
Et loomade tapmine, see on ära.
The idea of reincarnation was expunged also.
Samuti ka siis inkarnatsiooni idee, inkarnatsiooni õpetusel on ära võetud.
But there is still, you can still find reincarnation mentioned in the Bible in a very subtle ways.
Aga samuti sellegi pooles võite ka praegu leida piiblist, et seal mainitakse inkarnatsiooni väga peenel viisil.
It's actually clearly stated in various places. It's very obvious that reincarnation must be a fact.
Ja mitmes kohas on väga selge, et reinkarnatsioon peab olema fakt.
But the Christians are so blind they don't recognize it.
Aga kristlased on nii pimedad, et nad ei mõista seda.
Actually, some scholar has written a book called Reincarnation in the Bible.
Isegi üks teadlane õpetaja on kirjutanud raamatu pealkirjaga Reinkarnatsioon piiblis.
He has brought so many verses which actually show that reincarnation is a fact.
Et ta on toonud nii mitmeid värsse, mis näitavad, et reinkarnatsioon on tõeline.
Just like the John the Baptist in the New Testament, he is described as being the same person who was formerly prophet Elijah.
Just nii nagu Johannes Ristija, teda kirjeldatakse ühes evangeeliumis, kui siis, kes oli oma eelmise elus kui prophet Elijah.
So it's a very, very clear example of reincarnation.
See on väga selge reinkarnatsiooni näide.
Yet that these Christians, these so-called Christians, are so blinded from meat eating.
Aga need kristlased, need niimetatud kristlased on nii pimestatud tänu liha söömisele.
They cannot see and recognize the obvious fact.
Nad ei näe ja nad ei mõista neid ilmselgeid fakte.
I was raised as a Christian.
Mind kasvatati kui kristlane.
As a little child, the tenth commandments were the most important moral principles we were taught.
Ja meil õpetati kümmet käsku kõige olulisemad moraalsed printsiibid.
Just like we have the ten offenses.
Just nii nagu meil on kümme solvangut.
The Christians accept the ten commandments.
Tunnistavad kristlased kümmet käsku.
As the most essential, important, guiding principles.
Kõige olulisemad ja juhtivamaid printsiibid kõige olulisemad.
The commandment is, thou shalt not kill.
Ja käsk on, et sa ei tohi tappa.
So Prabhupada said, if they want to eat meat, then let them die animals that have died. Let them eat the animals that have died naturally.
Ja Prabhupada ütles, et juhul, kui nad tahavad süüa liha, siis nad söövad neid loomi, kes on surnud loomulikul viisil.
Then there's no sin.
Siis sellisel ei ole pattu.
But to take an animal and kill it for eating.
Aga võtta loome tappada selleks, et seda süüa.
That is a direct violation of the Ten Commandments.
See on otsene kümne käsu rikkumine.
So the biggest problem the Christians have is.
Nii suurim probleem, mis kristlastel on see,
they don't follow their own scripture.
Ja nad ei järgi oma püha kirja.
They're hypocrites.
Nad on silmakirjalikud.
That's the difference. In Krishna consciousness, we have our teachings and we follow them.
Ja see on see erinevus. Krishna teadus on meie õpetus ja meie järgimisega.
If the Christians would simply follow their own scriptures, we'd be very happy with them.
Aga juhul, kui kristlased lihtsalt järgiksid oma õpetust, ma oleks väga õnnelikud nendega.
If they want to chant the name of Christ instead of the name of Krishna, we have no problem.
Et kui nad tahavad korrata Kristuse nime, Krishna nime asemel, siis meil pole sellega probleemi.
But they must stop their sinning.
Aga nad peavad lõpetama oma patustamise.
We chant Hare Krishna and we also have the regulated principles.
Me kordame Hare Krishna ja meil on ka reguleerivad printsiibid.
They think you don't need any regulated principles.
Nemad mõtlevad, et ei ole vaja mingid reguleerivaid printsiibe.
And you don't even have to chant.
Nad arvavad, et isegi pole vaja korrata.
All you have to do is accept Jesus and then you can do whatever you want and you're saved.
Ainuke asi on see, et võtta vastu Jeesus ja siis on kõik. Tee, mis tahad, aga sa oled vabastatud.
Just imagine if I told you this.
Kujuta ette, kui ma ütleksin sulle seda.
Today I will give you diksha.
Täna ma annan sulle diksha.
You don't have to follow the regulated principles. You don't have to chant. All you have to do is take diksha. And then you will definitely go back to Godhead. Would you think it's a very good thing? You would understand I'm cheating you, right? So these Christians are being cheated.
Nii need kristlase samuti petetakse.
No chanting, no regulated principles.
Ja mingid korrenamise, mingid reguleerivad printsiipe.
You simply accept Jesus and now you're saved.
Lihtsalt võtad vastu Jeesus, oled päästetud.
It's completely bogus.
See on täiesti vale.
Do you know why it's bogus?
Tead, miks see on vale?
Because whatever taste you have at the time of death,
mis iganes maitse teil on teie surmahetkel alles,
you will get a suitable body to fulfill that taste.
Siis saate vastava keha, et seda maitset rahuldada.
In America, many families go to church on Sunday.
Ja Ameerikas paljud perekonnad käivad pühapäeviti kirikus.
And after they go to church, where do they go?
Ja pärast kirikut, kuhu nad lähevad?
They go to McDonald's hamburgers for a double cheeseburger.
Ja nad lähevad siis McDonald'si hamburgeri sööklasse topelt juustuburgeri järgi.
So just imagine if those Christian people, they went back to heaven at the time of death.
Ja kujutage ette, et kui need kristlased läheksid surma hetkel tagasi Jumala juurde.
They would say, oh Lord, it's so wonderful to be here with you in heaven.
Ja ütleks, et oh Jumal, nii hea on olla sinuga siin koos taevas.
We've been waiting such a long time to see you, Lord, and now we are here.
Me oleme nii kaua oodanud siin näo, Jumal, ja nüüd me oleme siin.
And by the way, Lord, where is the nearest McDonald's?
Ja sõbras, äkki ütleks, et kus on lähi McDonald's?
And God will say, well, I'm sorry, we don't have that chain up here.
Ja Jumal ütleb, et aga anna andeks, meil pole seda kehti siin üleval.
We only have Govindas here in the spiritual
world. Meil on ainult siin Govinda, nagu Govinda restaurant.
So the point is, if you have a taste for eating meat,
mõte on selles, et kui sul on maitse liha ja liha söömise järele,
even if you went to heaven,
isegi kui sa läheksid taevasse,
after about an hour or two, you wouldn't be very happy. I mean, there's no meat here. I got to get out of here. No, the proof is there in the Christian Bible.
Aga tõde on kristlaste piiblis endis.
That the spiritual world is vegetarian.
Kui sa nöödud, et vaine maailm on taime toitluslik.
The Bible describes how the lion and the lamb, they sit peacefully beside each other.
Sest piibel kirjeldab, kuidas siis lõvi ja lammas rahulikult üksine kõrval on.
In this material world, if there is a lion and a lamb, what will happen?
Ja kui selles materiaalsmaailmas, kui on lõvi ja lammas, mis siis juhtub? Wow. Lõvi see lamba ära.
But in the spiritual world, the lion sits there very peacefully.
Aga vaimses maailmas lõvid istuvad väga rahulikult.
He doesn't think of harming the lamb.
Ta ei mõtle lambale kahju tegemisest.
You see. So, if even the lion doesn't eat the lamb, then no human being also will eat any meat in the spiritual world.
Ja isegi siis, ja juhul kui see lõvi ei söö lammas, selge on ka see, et ükski inimene ei söö liha vaimses maailmas.
So, they think, the Christians think they're going to heaven.
Kristlased mõtlevad, et nad lähevad taevasse.
But actually it is simply, they're simply deluding themselves.
Aga tegelikult lihtsalt petavad ennast.
You know where they're going in their next life?
Tead, kuhu nad lähevad oma järgmise elus.
Those who eat meat, they take birth in the animal kingdom.
Need, kes söövad liha, need sünnivad loomade kuningriigis.
These Christian preachers are knocking on your door.
Need kristlikud jutustajad koputavad sinu uksele.
Maybe in their next lifetime they'll be dogs, hogs, pigs and monkeys.
Aga jõuame järgmiseles, nad on sead, koerad, affid.
Actually, we had a Christian preacher. When I was in Austin recently, he came to our door. We invited him in and we had some discussions.
Ja hiljuti, kui ma olin Austinis, Texas, üks kristlik jutustaja tuli me ukse taha ja ma kutsusin ta sisse ja me arutasime natuke.
I explained to him why it is wrong to eat meat.
Ja ma selgisin talle, miks on vale süüa liha.
He actually understood the logic of what I was saying.
Ja ta sai sellest loogikast aru.
He was an intelligent boy.
Ta oli arukas pois.
But then he said, I can't live without my burgers.
Aga ta ütles, aga ma ei saa elada ilma oma burgeriteta.
So, you know.
No.
They can't live without their burgers.
Aga ta ei saa elada ilma oma burgeriteta.
So they will become animals in the next life.
Ja järgmise elus nad sealt saavad olema loomad.
And anyone who eats cow meat.
Igas, kes sööb lihma liha.
They have to take the birth of a cow.
Siin peavad sündima kui lehm.
And be slaughtered and in the put to the butcher shop.
Ja siis on nad panakse tapamaja ja neid tapetakse.
Not only for every cow they have eaten.
Mitte ainult iga lehma eest, mida nad on söönud.
But one lifetime as a cow for every hair of every cow that they have eaten.
Wait, could you repeat it?
The cow has many hairs on its body.
Et üks oluline asi on ka selles, et lehma on hästi palju karv oma kehal.
If someone eats a hamburger,
kui keegi sööb hamburgeri,
one time,
üks kord,
They have to take birth for as many hairs as there are. They have to take birth as a cow and be slaughtered.
Nad peavad esiteks sündima kui lehm, kes tapetakse.
For as many hairs as there are on the body of that cow.
Ja seda nii mitu korda, kui on nii karvu, mis on lehmal.
That's eating one hamburger.
Ja see on ühe hamburgeri tagajärg.
Just imagine if they have one hamburger a day.
Kujutage ette, et kui neil on nagu üks hamburger ainult päevas.
How many times they able to take birth as a cow and be slaughtered?
Mõelge, kui mitu korda nad peavad sündima, kui lehmene tapetakse.
Before they will have the opportunity to again become a human being.
Enne kui neil saab olema taas võimalus saada olla inimene.
What does speak of eating bacon?
Rääkimata, mis on bacon.
They to become a pig.
Ja saada sihaks.
What does speak of eating chicken? Fish, and all these other disgusting things they put down their throat. These people are bound up in karma chakra for many millions of births. They will be animals, fish, birds, etc.
Ja seetõttu need inimesed on karma chakra ahelas miljonitiks eludeks.
Millions and millions and millions of births before they become a human being again.
Ja nad saavad olema miljonid elud loomad enne kui nad saavad olema jälle inimene.
So their show of being a great religious person.
Ja seega see show, et mida nad teevad, et nad on nagu suured religioosed inimesed.
May fool the innocent people.
Võivad süütuid inimesi lolliks küll teha.
But it doesn't fool God.
Aga ei tee Jumalat lolliks.
So, we'll stop here.
Ja me lõpetame siin.
Mataji and I both thank you all very much for taking such nice care of us.
Ja Mataji ja mina täname teid, et te meie eest nii hästi hoolitsesite.
And we look forward to coming back again.
Ja me ootame tuuesti tagasi tulla.
Actually, the spiritual master never really leaves wherever the disciples are following the instructions.
Tegelikult mitte kunagi vaimne õpetaja ei lahku sealt. Kus kohas tema õpilased järgivad tema juhendusi.
It may appear that he's leaving.
Võib tunduda, et ta lahkub.
But there are two presences of the spiritual master.
Aga on olemas kaks vaimse õpetaja kohaloleku vormi.
One is his physical body.
Üks on tema füüsiline keha.
And the other is his instructions.
Ja teine on tema juhendused.
Of the two presences of the guru.
Kahest guru kohaloleku vormist.
The instructions are more important.
On juhendused tähtsamad.
This is called vani.
See nimetakse vaaniks.
The physical form is called vapu.
Ja füüsilist keha nimetakse vapuks.
The physical form is sometimes present.
Füüsiline form on mõnikord kohal.
And sometimes absent.
Ja mõnikord ei ole kohal.
Of course, when it is present, we serve it very nicely.
Aga kui see on kohal, siis me selge see, et me teenime teda väga hästi.
But there are limited opportunities for serving guru vapu.
Aga on siis seda guru vaput... nagu teru piiratud võimalus piiratuda nagu viise et sa teenida.
But Guru Vani there are unlimited opportunities for service.
Aga selleks et Guru Vani teenida on lõputu hulk võimalusi.
The spiritual master always remains with the disciple in the form of Vani.
Ja Vani kujul on siis vaimne õpetaja alati koos oma õpilasega.
In other words, that disciple who is carefully following whatever orders he she has received from the spiritual master.
Ja seega see õpilane, kes täie tähelepanu, täie hoolikusega järgib kõiki need juhendusi, mida ta oma guru käest saanud.
Feels how my spiritual master is with me at every minute.
See tunneb, et tema vaimne õpetaja on kogu aeg tema läheduses.
He's seeing my service.
Ja ta näeb minu teenimist.
He's protecting me.
Ta kaitseb mind.
He's guiding me.
Ja ta juhendab mind.
And he's blessing me at every minute.
Ja ta õnnistab mind igal hetkel.
So this Vani Seva is very important.
Vani Seva on väga oluline.
Whatever instructions you have received from your spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada explains, you must always meditate on the instructions he's given you. Not only meditate on them, you must worship whatever instructions the spiritual master has given you. And you must always try to successfully carry out these instructions. And you should not allow yourself to be distracted by any other considerations.
Et ei tohi üksik millegi muu asja poolt ennast segadusse lasta või kõrvale juhtida.
My life is to serve my guru.
Minu elu on teenida minu gurut.
Anything else is death.
Kõik muu on surm.
Actually, anything else is worse than death.
Tegelikult kõik muu on hullem kui surm.
My only life is to serve my guru's instructions.
Minu elu on lihtsalt teenida minu guru juhendusi.
So if we, in this way you will always remember the orders received from your guru.
Seega seda, kui sellisel viisil, kui te alati mäletate neid juhendusi, mida teile on guru annud,
then you will remain with him for all of eternity.
Siis te kogu igavikuks jääte temaga kokku.
And this will ease the pain of separation.
Ja see leevendab selle lahusoleku valu.
One will find solace in the orders received from the spiritual master.
Ja inimene sellisel juhul leiab tuge nendest juhendustest, mida on saanud vaimselt õpetada.
So this way in our physical absence.
Ja seega meie füüsilise lahusoleku korral.
You should keep our instructions very, very solidly cherished deeply within your heart.
Peaksite te hoidma guru poolt saadud juhendusi väga, väga kindlalt ja tugevalt oma südames.
And in this way we will never be separated.
Ja sellisel juhul me ei saa mitte kunagi olema lahus.
Gantarad Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Disgrace Srimad Sankarsanda Sarikari ki jai.